In this video, we will discuss the prerequisites for setting up Nginx Plus R33 for usage reporting to F5. We will also show the steps to configure R33 for reporting usage using Nginx Instance Manager. To get started, log into your F5 account and download the JSON web token. For setting up Nginx Plus R33 for usage reporting to F5, it is important to enable outbound HTTPS traffic on TCP port 443. Additionally, make sure that you have Nginx Instance Manager version 2.18 or later installed in your environment. With R33 installed, let's explore the default Nginx configuration that you will receive out of the box. The usage endpoint is designed to automatically send reports to F5's licensing server at product.connect.nginx.com. If your environment includes Nginx Instance Manager, you have the option to modify the usage endpoint to the FQDN of the Nginx Instance Manager. Usage reporting is enabled by default, and it's important to note that at least one successful report is required for Nginx to process traffic. You can, however, postpone the initial reporting requirement by turning this directive off in your Nginx configuration. By doing so, Nginx will continue running without reporting during a specific grace period. By default, SSL options are configured to validate the SSL certificate of the Nginx Instance Manager, ensuring secure communications. However, if necessary, this setting can be adjusted to trust all endpoints. Now, let's shift our focus to the logs. You will notice that the initial report attempt may fail if outbound HTTPS traffic on port 443 is not permitted, resulting in Nginx entering a degraded state. Let's quickly fix this by changing the firewall settings. Now you can see the usage report was sent and Nginx traffic has been restored. To send the usage report submission through the Nginx Instance Manager, update the usage report directive in the management block to point to the Nginx Instance Manager FQDN. Make sure the Nginx Instance Manager instance is reachable from your Nginx instances by adding the correct DNS entries. After making these changes, be sure to reload or restart Nginx. Next, head over to Nginx Instance Manager, navigate to the settings, and click Get Started to add your JSON web token. Once configured, Nginx Instance Manager will automatically report entitlement and usage data to F5. To check if the usage is being reported, click on the Instance Manager. Then scroll down to the bottom of the page and select Nginx Usage to view the usage details. And that concludes the demo. Thanks for watching.